Okay, today's daf is Moikatan, daf Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel, we are on Yud Beis and Beis, a couple of lines up from the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda. We're still talking about issues of what is allowed on Chol HaMoed and what is not allowed on Chol HaMoed. Rav Yehuda, Shara Lamekar Kitna, Ulumekta Keshusa. Rav Yehuda allowed people to uproot flax and to cut hops in order to use for beer. There's a tzorach hamoed. Ulumekar shumshimi, and also to uproot shumshimi, which some translate as sesame, might not be sesame, some type of herb. Amalei by Rav Yosef Bish, lama kitna chazi l'chafifa. I understand why people would want to cut flax on Chol HaMoed, because it is ra'ui for chafifa. What's chafifa? For covering up other food. If you have figs or dates that need covering, so you cover it up with the flax. Keshusa chazi l'shichra. Keshusa is ra'ui for beer. If you want to make beer to drink on Yontif, Ela Shum Shemila Mai Chazi, what is that roi for? Chazi Linezaye de Ispahu. It's roi if they have the withered little seeds that could be used for oil. That is what it is good for, period. So one could do all these three things on Chol HaMoed. Interesting, what's it talking about? Beer, Chazi L'Shichra. Important to remember the Tosfos and Maseches Brachas. Tosfos and Brachas discusses why we make a shahakol on beer. We know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachas in the sixth parak that kol sheyesh bo bichamesha saminim mevarchen al haberim b'nei mezonos. So if there's any type of grain inside an item, inside a mixture, so you always make a mezonos. So why is it that on beer, one does not make a mezonos, but one makes shahakol? Says Tosfos in Brachas on Daflam and Ches Amen Aleph, three reasons why. Via filu l'rav ishmuel damrinan kol sheyesh bo mechamesha saminim mevarchen al haberim b'nei mezonos. Number one, Hacha Loavi Bo Mamish Saorim. Vein Shechar Ela Taima Ba'alma. Doesn't really have actual barley in it. It just has the ta'am of barley. And the rule is only if you have an actual mamasho and not just tamo. Number one. The ode, Mishum Diyesh Bo Iluya Achrina Bapas. Number two, because as is learned there in Brachas, whenever you're not at the ultimate stage of a product, then you don't make its specific bracha. So for example, if you have raw wheat, then you make a Bari Pri Adama. If you make it into flour and you eat the flour, you make a shahakol. Only when it's made into something of edibility, like a cookie or a bread, then you make a mezonos or a hamotzi. So to hear, this is not the ultimate product that we use grain for, and therefore you don't make its specific bracha. And number three, v'od b'shtia omer shahakol. Tosfos says fundamentally, if it's a drink, you're going to say shahakol or a guffin in specific cases. But it's a drink, even though it has mezonos in it. So even a mezonos drink is going to get a shahakol. That rule overrides the fact that it is a drink. So that's Tosfos to remember in Brachas Daf Lamed Ches. Continuing, Rav Yana, Yehavilei Ahu Pardisa, Demata Zimne, B'chol HaMoed Demadaya. Rav Yana had an orchard whose time came, it became ripe on Chol HaMoed, and he was ready. Katfin, he cut it on Chol HaMoed. L'shana, he didn't realize everybody was watching him. The following year, they thought it was mutter. Shehiyua kuleyama lepardisayu l'chol HaMoedaya. Everybody else in his town saw Rav Yana. They said, oh, I guess you could cut orchards on Chol HaMoed. So they delayed, even orchards that could have been cut beforehand, they delayed it and cut it on Chol HaMoed, and therefore he was so upset at himself. Afkir Rav Yana lepardise ushasa. He was mafkir his own pardes that year. It was mafkir. He said, I don't want to get any benefit from it. Rashi mishum da'al yado hayat takala la'alma, because through him, through his actions, it brought a takala to the world. All these people did certain malach on Chol HaMoed that did not have to be done on Chol HaMoed, that was not allowed, and therefore he was upset and he was mafkir his orchard. Look at the language of the Yerushalmi in the parallel Gemara. The Rishonim here quote the Yerushalmi. If you look in the Ritva, quotes the Yerushalmi here, who says, Pirisha kanas atzmo bakach lachumra. He was konis himself lachumra. Amrina alabi Yerushalmi. Yalfina mikalaylia velo yalfina mitakanta. What does that mean? People always look at the rabbis and learn from what they do wrong. They don't always learn from what they do right. An amazing line of the Yerushalmi. Klomar, b'nei adam krovim lomod min hadvarim hamakul kalim, yoser min hadvarim hamasukanim. V'lakach yesh lo adam chashuv lizar b'masav ma'od. And that is why an adam chashuv has to be very zahir in all of his actions, because people always look at what they can get away with, not what they could do lichat chila. Look in the Sharm Tzion HaBalacha here. He gives other examples of the Beis Yosef has other examples, but the Shem Shana Balacha here catalogs a number of them, where in Adam Gadol, whenever he acts, he has to hack above what the standard is, because if he just does the standard, everybody would go a little bit under him. Sometimes an Adam Chashuv has to be machmir on himself, even though something's mutter. And therefore, this is an example of that, and this is where you learn it from. Where do we have this? We have this in Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, tshuva that we've quoted a number of times. Rav Moshe in Chelek Aleph Simen Sadivav talks about a letter that he got from someone who saw him driving in a car after Hadlakas Neros. Right, 2 minutes. 2 minutes after Hadlakas Neros. So he writes to this person who basically gave Rav Moshe Musar. He says, thank you. So if you wouldn't know Rav Moshe, you'd think he's being sarcastic. But he's not. He's serious. And not only does he not makbid, but he accepts the tochacha. Even though there's 100% nothing wrong with it, I'm not going to do it because you pointed it out. And then he explains why there's nothing wrong with it. You know, the Isra Maris Ayin is only by something, an important yisod, by something that's normally done wrong. It looks like you're doing something wrong. You're doing it in a way that's mutter, but it's usually done. It's usually something that's usser. You walk into a trade restaurant. Usually that's usser. You're just going to the bathroom, but you're doing it in a derech heter, but usually it's usser. That's maris ayin. Who rak bedavar shana says zeh barov ha-pa'amim b'ofan ha-usser. V'hu osa zeh b'ofan ha-mutter. Usser mibnei maris ha-ayin. Kagon, he gives examples. But if you're doing something that's mutter, and it's mutter, but it's just people don't know the halacha, and they're going to mistakenly think that you're driving on Shabbos, that's not maris ayin. I don't have to worry that people don't know the halacha. If I'm eating a banana, people think bananas are treif, but I'm eating a banana. I have to not eat a banana? No, it's mutter. So Rav Moshe says, "Avalasos davar heter meforsam bishul eza anashim sheyitu lachshov shu davar iser lo asru v'uv tazeh sheyitu alakol." Everybody knows that women are makabel Shabbos when they light candles, and men don't. Men daven mincha, and therefore they makabel Shabbos 20 minutes later. He says, "Kavu be'esr minuta kodem meshkiya 20 minutes, right? Like the 18 minutes he has on 20 minutes. We've discussed that before, where that comes from. But he says there are some that make a mistake, but that's not really marasayin. But Rav Moshe says, since you said it, become makom." You think some people might be bedam and milsa la milsa. I'm not going to do it anymore. A lot of muster we could get from that Rav Moshe besides the halacha. But this also connects to this idea about an adam chashuv doing something, taking on a higher standard because people are going to make a mistake. That's another example of Rav Moshe's acceptance of the person's tochacha. Good. Says the Mishnah. Machnas Adam Peirosa Mibnei Ganavim. A person on Chol HaMoed is allowed to bring in his fruit because of the Ganavim. He's worried that Ganavim are going to take us. He's going to allowed to bring it in. What's the potential problem? What would you be doing wrong? Tosas on top wonders. It doesn't know what the problem is. Tosas Perish Petosas Harav to Baasifas Peiros Ika Malacha. It's a malacha. How do you know it's a malacha? Because the Gemara in Chagiga describing the Yontif of Sukkis, as we know, the Torah calls a Chag HaAsif. It's the yantif of gathering. So the Gemara has a line there. How could you gather on yantif? Asifa b'moed mi shari. So the Gemara has that line. So obviously there's some type of malacha that's being done with asifa. And Tosva says, ve'eni odea, ma malacha. I don't know what malacha is being spoken about here or there. Ma malacha, ika ba asifa. Vitzarech iyun itarach, b'lo malacha aser. Maybe it's just tircha. Stam tircha. That's a problem. So that's Tosva. He basically leaves the b'tzarechin. If you look in the Rashash here, he says, what about imur? It's a malacha of ma'amer, of gathering. Maybe that's the problem. We know there are a lot of limitations to the malacha of gathering. Ein ma'amer ela b'makam gidulo. Only where it grows. Ein imur achar imur. Ein imur ela b'gidule karka. There's a lot of limitations. But here it fits in. If you're gathering fruit from your field because of the ganavim, so then that could be a problem. Maybe Tosas thought this wasn't talking about a case of makam gidulo, and that's why he didn't suggest Emor. But either way, the Gemara Mishnah says it's mutter. So a person can bring his peiros in b'nei ganavim v'shola pishtano mina mishra b'shvil shalotovan, and he can soak his flax. Take his flax that I'm sorry, unsoak, meaning his flax is soaking, and if he doesn't take it out, it's going to get ruined, as we had earlier. So he's allowed to take it out b'shvil shalotovan, as long as so that it doesn't get ruined. Davar ha'avin or b'vashin lo yachamin. As long as one doesn't do it beferish. b'machavein the malacha to be done on Chol HaMoed. Right, as we had earlier in the parak. The Ritva even asks, didn't we know this already? We know this already. We know that you're not allowed to do this. You said this earlier in the parak. So the Ritva says, this is even. The dafka, the avagav da'atana le'pesot parakama, tanya hacha de'pseidua tuva. It's a big hafsid. Even if it's a big hafsid, we're not going to allow it if you were machavin malach to b'moed. The Ritva does add and say, v'dafka machavin b'mesid. Only if you're machavin b'mesid. If you forgot about it, if you were just negligent, it wasn't mesid, al shocheach o misatzel in kotzen oso b'klum. That's not enough to be konesiu. But if it's more than that, so then we would, if it's mesid. V'kulon, finishing up the Mishnah, kibnu malach to b'moed, yoveidu, and all of them. As long as you don't have kavana, if you did, war machavi malachto, so then we don't allow you to do it even by a hefset. Tana, says the Gemara, ubavashe yachnisim betzina l'tokbe, so we would allow you to bring in the fruits and the other items as long as you do it betzina l'tokbe, so you can't do it publicly. Rav Yosef havile kishurei. Rav Yosef had a certain kind of heavy, big boards. Ailunubia mama. He brought him in broad daylight. Amalei Abaya Vatanya. Abaya says, what about the braiso? Ubavashi yachnisim betzina betoch peso. Doesn't it say you have to bring it in private? Amalei tzina tahani yamamahu. These boards, if I do it by night, it would be like daytime. Why? Ki, they're so big and they're so heavy. Kiva de Malayla, bo, Gavri, you say, we are going to need a lot of people. Ubo, meduchre, I'm going to need torches. You see on the side, Avuka, I'm going to have to get torches to Nura that make a lot of light. Avsha Milsa. So it's going to be a whole production even at night. So therefore, what's the whole reason to do it at night? So that it's not such a production. It's not Avsha Milsa, as it's called, making a whole big experience that people see, and it's a zilzil of yantif, but that would happen by night too, so therefore there's no reason to not do it during the day, because the same level of noise of avshemilsa would be done at night. Good. That's an avuka, where avuka would be a problem. We have avukas in areas of halacha. Interesting. Two opposite areas of halacha. One where you need an avuka, l'chatchila. By havdala, we know la avuka is a mitzvah mana mufchar. Avuka defined as more than one wick. That's why we put two wicks together at least. And where an avuka is not allowed is by neiris chanukah. We try not to have an avuka, right? We have a neir, and if you have an avuka, if you have two that are together, it only counts as one. But try to have neiros. Neiris chanukah and avuka shel havdala. Viter, second to last line. V'sholah pishtana ben amishra v'chulu, bo'im yinei rabi yirmiya merab zeira, kivin malachta b'moed v'meis. So, our Mishnah tells us there's a knas. If somebody was machavi malachta b'moed, so then we are kones him. What happens if the person dies? He was machavi malachta b'moed 2 days before Yantif, he dies. So now his son is stuck with the work that his father was waiting to do Chol HaMoed, but he wasn't planning on doing it. So, is there a problem? So, are we also kones the children that they would have to lose these assets, lose this business? So, Intim Salomar, well, let's look at other cases of knas in Shas. If you want to say, Sarim Ozen Bachar, we know there's an Isidar Raisa to give a mum, put a mum into a carbon. Sarim Ozen Bechar. If somebody does it, why would somebody do it? They don't want to give a carbon. So we know, Kohanim, the Shulchan Aruch already quotes the Gemara, Kohanim are Chershutim, to make Mumin in their Bechar Karbanos. Why? Because a Bechar is a carbon they have to give, but once a Bechar gets a Mum Kavua, then all of a sudden it's not, you could eat it wherever you want. It's the only type of carbon that has such a halacha, that automatically the Kedusha dissipates. Right? It's an automatic Kedusha, and it's an automatic losing Kedusha, once it gets a Mum Kavua. So a Kohen is Chashid to give it a Mum Kavua. So he doesn't have to schlep it to Yerushalayim. Doesn't have to go through the process of avoda. So, Tsarim Ozen Bechar, what if somebody did that? So, and why, like Rashi explains on top what I just said. Chatach me'azno ma'at k'deshi ebal mum v'yemutter lo v'asr lasos kem yishum mum lo yebo. Pasuk in Parshas Emor. So if somebody, Tsarim Ozen Bechar, Kansu b'no acharev, we know there the son is fined if the father died and he can't get benefit from the animal. Why? Mishum disur daraisa. Maybe there is different. Because there's an isur daraisa. Unlike here, where? We're talking about Halacha Chol HaMoed. Isur Derabanan. Put this on the list. A few Gemaras. This Gemara sounds like it is Derabanan, right? We had earlier Gemaras as well in this parak, in this Pesachta. But this Gemara, Sidus Ebeferish, had that it's the contrast of Malachas Chol HaMoed is only Usur Derabanan. How do you get out of that? According to the Shitas, like Tosfos and others that say that Malachas Chol HaMoed is Usur D'oraisa, so maybe what's Derabanan is where there is a Tzorech HaMoed, but you Mechavi Malachta B'moed. So that's Derabanan. That's Drabanan. A Dover Ovid, Makam Shakivim Mamawe, that's a Knas Drabanan. But really, it would be, it could be de oraisa theoretically. De oraisa theoretically, but again, this Gemara works out nicely. Tosas in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches, which says that the Rabban and Shita, they quote this Gemara as well. The if you look Tosas earlier, Tosas on Yud Beis and Mabeis, this is printed. Tosas says you could take, you don't really need the word de oraisa to illustrate that distinction. Maybe Tosas is saying that because he doesn't want to have the contrast and wants to be able to have it open that Melachas Chalamoed is de oraisa too. There's still a difference between the two, Tosfos says, because by Bechor you already did something wrong. So if you did something wrong, we'll fine you and say, well, we will not allow you now to get benefit from it. Here, by Kiva Malachto, he didn't do anything wrong yet. He was about to do something wrong, meaning he was about to not do Malacha beforehand and do Malacha on Chalamoed. He was about to do something wrong, but he didn't. So if he didn't, that's a big difference. Tosfos says, Mishum di Isura Asa, Aval Kivin Malachto lo Asa Isura Dayin, Velo Tzorach Lahagi Da'oraisa. You don't have to say Da'oraisa there. So again, that would also help for the Shitas that say Malachas Chalamoed is Asur Da'oraisa. You don't have to have that word Da'oraisa in there to have the distinction. Viter. So that's not a raya one way or the other. Again, we're trying to figure out, are we kones b'no acharav by kivin malachta b'moed? So Tzorei Mazel Bechor is different because either that's daraisa or that is, you already did the isser. V'imtim salomar machar avdolo v'kochavim v'meis. Another isser d'rabbanan now, right? Selling an evid to an ovid kochavim, to a non-Jew. V'meis kanso b'no acharav. The Gemara also says there we are kones. Why? There also is worse than here. Mishum to call yoma mafkilei mitzvah. So you might say the same chiluk that Tosfos just said there. You also already did something wrong. But here the Gemara gives it not a different answer. It says every day you're mafkia for mitzvahs. Every day you are causing him to be in a situation where he's not going to do mitzvahs. He's not going to be chayiv in mitzvahs. A regular Eved Kenani is chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha, a certain level, and he's with a guy, he's not going to be doing those mitzvahs. So that might be different. Hachamai. What about here? We saw, don't know. Gavra. Now the Gemara formulates the question. Gavra kanis rabbanan mahalesa. Do we say, well, only the person, the rabbanan fine, the one who was machavi malachto, and he's not around anymore, so his children would be allowed to partake and get benefit? Odilma mamona kanis rabbanan mahalesa. What do we say? No. The rabbanan were kones, the money, the asset, the malacha, and that is still here, and the children shouldn't be able to get benefit, right? It doesn't say epiferish, but it's basically the chiluk of cheftza gavra. That language is only used once in Shatzin and Darim, on Daf Beis, but there are other very close formulations, like here, gavra versus mamona, the Gemara in Beit Daf Yud Zayin. Remember that Gemara in the second parak, where somebody doesn't set an Erev Tafshilin, there also has the lashon of, are we gozer the food, or we go to the person. So here too, that's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara is about going to answer it in a minute, but first, once we're on the, let's go back to that line for a minute, of Mishum de ma, call Yoma Mafki Lemi Mitzvahs. Every day you're ruining him for mitzvahs. As we mentioned, an Eved is Chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha, and that's why we say in the morning, Shalo Asani Oved. Because all of those brachos, what they really mean is that we thank Hashem for making us chayiv in mitzvah. Shalo asani goy. Thank you for giving me more than seven. Shalo asani oved. Thank you for giving me more than an oved. Shalo asani isha. A man says, thank you for giving me more than the an isha who is petura from zman gramas. Thank you for making me chayiv in all the mitzvahs. Right? That's what we say. Why do we say it in the negative? Good question. Because maybe if we say it in the positive, we wouldn't be able to focus on each one. Right when I say, sha'asa yehudi, right, in the positive, then that includes, I'm not an eved. So we want to have everyone specific. So that could be why the negative is said. But all of those are seen in that context. That's what many Mefarshim on the Siddur write. That's what the Rav Hirsch writes. Kol shalosh habachinos mechayvos mitzvos yoser marubos me'asher mutolos al shar b'nei adam. And that's the purpose. Now Rav Schwab also discusses at length in his commentary in Rav Schwab on prayer. Rav Schwab discusses these brachos, which he notes has gotten very controversial, and we think that this is chauvinistic, and he says, no, you have to know exactly that it's all about mitzvos. And then the question is, why don't women have as many mitzvos? That many point out, and that is women are naturally more spiritual and naturally more connected to Hashem. That's Shasani Kirtzono. They don't need as many mitzvos. Every mitzvah is to connect me, to keep me connected to Hashem. And women have that natural connection. Hashem created them with a more natural connection to Hashem than to men. So men need more. Men, by their nature, says Rav Schwab, require more mitzvahs to bring them close to God. However, women were created with an innate nature which is more in accordance with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than men. They do not require the same corrections as men do to bring them close to God. That's Sha'asani Kirtzono. That's what it means, right? That's closer to what he has as the ideal person, the ideal Eved, and that's also related to Bina Yisera, which the Gemara talks about elsewhere. So back to the Gemara. That's in terms of Mafkilei Mi Mitzvos. So the Gemara is still left with a question: are we Kones, a person who is Mechavi Malachta B'Mois? The Gemara answers: Amar Lei Tani Tua. We learned it in the Mishnah in Shvius, Sadash in his Kavtsa B'Shvius, a Sada that you took out the thorns in Shvius. Rashi, Nit Lumi Mena Kotsim Shaba. If you took out the thorns in Shvius, Tizar al Motsoi Shvius, that there's no Knas and you're allowed to work it right after Shvius, in Motsoi Shvius. Why? Because we assume that type of activity doesn't really make the field better, to use the Gemara that we had earlier back on Dav Gimel. It's more of ukme and not avruye. It's kind of like keeping it status quo. But netaivo, nidaira, fertilizing it in different ways, then we fine you. Lo tizara, the motzoi shvius, then you are not allowed to find a motzoi shvius. Remember, in shvius, only four malachas we had earlier are aser, right? Netiya and zemira and bitsira and kitsira, right? So this would be in a siddur rabbanan. So we see there are certain isurid rabbanan that were kones. And Ezra Hanina quotes that Mishnah in Shvius and says that we do find in that case that is improving. But if the person died, then the son would be able to. So you see, by Nisad Rabbanah, which is not different than our case, or the other two we came up with Chilukim, but here not. But no, we allow only the father is the one that were Konis, but Lebrei lo Kansu Rabbanan, and Achanami Ledidei Kansu Rabbanan, Lebrei lo Kansu Rabbanan. So only to the father and not to the son. Amar Abai, stop there for a moment. This is comparing Shvius and Chalamoi. Tosus does point out, Tosus quotes on top, Netayv and Adair, Pirsh Bakuntras, Hainu, Milacha Shebekarka Midrabanan, Aval Natlu Kotsin, that's not even Avodas Karka. Fine. And then Tosus says, not really Avodas Karka. So we just explained it as, oh, it's only Drabanan because it is Ukme. But Tosus says, more straightforward, we're not talking about Kotsin that are attached. They're detached already. Because Mechubarim called it would be Daraisa, as it says in Shabbos. Says Tosas, what do you mean Shabbos? V'yavo b'shein mechavim li'apos to kamar hasam depater gabi Shabbos could go b'ar dechavre. Avo gabi shvius lo b'inon meleches machsheves. Whoa, what is Tosas saying? Shvius has a lower standard than Shabbos. By Shabbos, you need meleches machsheves, you need thought out, perfect work, and if not, is going to be putter. But Tosa says, by Shvius, it will be even b'li meleches machsheves. Therefore, taking out thorns, even though on Shabbos, it might not be a problem if it was in your friend's field. Here it would be, because you don't need meleches machsheves. That's Tosfos' yesod against something that we touched on earlier. The Karen Ora argues with Tosfos, what are you talking about? Also, by Shvius, there are examples. Right, this psik resha apply by Shvius, we discussed that earlier, not so posh that it does. Right, if your air conditioner is dripping onto the lawn, then you have to be worried about that. Psik resha. Or if you're removing, pruning something because you want to use branches for your sukkah, and that ends up being pruning. So it's not so posh that's going to be usser. Says the Karen Ora, ein ze muchrach. The Bishvius nami be'inon shiyis kavin la'avodas ha'aretz. V'lachachachi hitiru kamet dvarim b'toch shal chaveiro. V'chen mevur b'divrei haramba milcha shmita l'nintilas gather shal avanim, taken away rocks. To bekavanoso talya milsa imu mechavin l'sakin ha'aretz aser v'im lav mutter ayin sham. So it's not so posh, it says the Karen Ora in terms of melechas machsheves. The Shurim Sanim Alacha here also extends the question, what would you say by Shvius in terms of misasek and makalkel and shinui and melechas nesuich legufa and all the other outgrowths of melechas machsheves according to Tosfos? What, none of those would apply or not? So that is an important discussion. Vayit, your last section. Amar Abaye before the Mishnah, Naktinan. Timei taharos of ameis lo kansu b'no acharav. If somebody is metamei, they're taharos. And then dies of their friends, right? I go over to your taros, your truma, and I'm a tameyit. So that's usually we're kones, the person. But lo kansu b'no acharav, but we're not kones the son. Why? My taima hezek she'eno nikar lo shmei hezek. Because we paskin, if it's a hezek that's not recognizable, It's not considered a hezek, and there's only a knas to Rabbanan, and l'didei kanser Rabbanan, l'brei lo kanser Rabbanan, and they were only konis him, but not to his son. So that's a big gemara in Gittin, hezek she'eno nikar. Whenever one talks about hezek she'eno nikar, there are two other sugyas that are overlapping that always have to be discussed together. Again, this is in Iyun, but just to mention the sugyas. Hezek she'eno nikar, which is a problem in the result of the hezek, we'll talk more about that in a minute, but Hashem, Garmi is the sugi at the end of Baba Kama, where I do a Maisa Hezek, but somehow something is lacking, right? I burned up the shtar that says Reuven owes you $100. So I didn't burn up $100 of yours, but I burned up the Raya that somebody burned up $100. That's one example. I know that many other cases of Garmi. And the other case is Davar Hagorim Lamamon. Whether Davar, if I cause, do something that makes you have to pay for something else, is that considered a hezek? So hezek sheino nikar, davar garmi lamamon, and garmi always have to be viewed together. And just to note, once we're talking about hezek sheino nikar, 2 points to note. Number one is, what's the svara? Why is it pater? I was masik you. I go and take your wine and use it for yayin nesech. I'm menasech your wine. So you look at the wine, right? Hezek sheino nikar, I was menasech your wine. So I'm pater. Why am I pater? So 3 days. Tosvos in Baba Basra, Daf Chav says, because you don't see the hezek. Hezek sheino nikar. You look at it, and you don't see the hezek. If you could see some type of hezek, though, so then Pashtus, it would be a problem, if you could see any type of hezek. But that is Tosvos. If you look in the Rambam, he's a little different formulation. The Rambam Nichas Chovel focuses on lo nifsada tsuraso. Lo nifsada tsuraso, not that it's not nikar, but it's not lost. Hamazik mamon chaveiro hezek shino nikar. However, lo nishtana adavar, velo nifsada tsuraso, hari ze pater min atashlumin. Din Torah. Midivrei sofrim, you find him to Rabbanan. A little bit different. Not that the hezek is not nikar, but the item is not ruined. The item is not ruined. That's number two. There is a beautiful suggestion given by Rav Gusman in the Kudrus Nishirim. Sometimes you see something in Rav Gusman and it's like right on the nail. How would he explain this? If you look in the first piece in Baba Kama, in Ost Hezayin, he says there nearly Anias Daiti, he says Shita Shlishis, besides the Tosas, besides the Rambam, based on a little bit on the Meiri, but the way he says it is, don't mix Choshen Mishpat and Yaredeya. Isser v'heter and dini mamanis. Just because you've masakim regarding isser v'heter, but a dini mamanis, right? If you take this to a secular court, or not a secular court, somebody who doesn't know anything about halacha, there was no damage here. There was no damage here. So I put a sheretz on your truma, but there's no damage here physically. So he says, "Delo mikri hezek and a hezek talui b'dinei isser v'heter o mitzvah satorah. The dini mamanis v'nezikin lachud v'dinei yisur v'mitzvah lachud." Beautiful. Uparshas nezikin lo nemra ela b'makom shebelo dinei ha'isser gam kein yeshno nezek b'dinei mamanis lachud shem dinim shemin adam lachaveiro. Aval ba'ofen kazeh shebelo dinei isser o belo ha'mitzvah shubin adam lamakom ain kam shem nezek klau were not for the Torah. This wouldn't be a nezek. V'rak ha'isser o ha'mitzvah zeu po'al ha'hezek, b'zeh lo amra Torah, dine nezikin, d'ein shem chiv etashlumi mamon, b'shul yisr ma'mitzvah, s'rak b'shul niske mamon. Right, it's related to the isr hezek. The Torah doesn't even say there is an isr of hezek. Doesn't say it anywhere, lo ta'asek. So a big discussion, where is it included in lo signov? Is it included in avto recha kamocha? Right, all different pshatim given by the Rishonim and the Achronim, the first stipler in Mesechas Baba Kama. So the more you say it's a chiddush somewhat, so you'd limit it. So here too. So to put together, dini mamonis, and Isser v'Heter, that's not so pashit, and that's a third idea relating to Hezek She'eno Nikar. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch discusses, what if there's a Hezek She'eno Nikar, and there was a Amidas Hadin? That's a machlokas, the Shach and the Sma. If somebody's mazik their friend, Hezek She'eno Nikar, and they're pater, but the Chachamim are konis him to pay, and then the person dies, the mazik dies, then we're not konis to ben al-acharaf. Like the Gemara says here, we're not. What happens if the father already had Amadas Hadin? That's a machlokas. The Shach there says, then we would be konis the son, because it's already mamon. It's already a chiyuv mamon. Okay? Weiter. Next Mishnah. Ein lochem batim avadim behem al zarach ha-moed. On chol ha-moed. You're not allowed to buy houses, avadim, animals, only what you would need, l'tzarach ha-moed. O l'tzarach ha-mocher, shein lomo yochal. Or if the seller, another one of the heterim, ein lomo yochal, he has no food. Right? Is that meaning mamish has no food to put on the table? Most poskim say no. It means he has food to put on the table, but he's not berevach. He's not comfortable. So then, still in lama yochal, you're allowed to give him. So why does the Mishnah focus on these items? The Tosfos says it really applies to all items. Rav Yosef, he quotes Pirush Rav Yosef, who adin l'shabesh ha'advarim. The chiddush is even these, which are so befarhesya, are even mutter l'tzorech hamawi. But the others are also mutter. The Magen Mishnah argues on Tosfos. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Yantif and Perek Zayin says no. Other items that are not befarhesya are mutter even not l'tzorech hamawi. That's the chiddush. The Mishnah only lists these that are limited to l'tzorech hamoed. But other items, if you need them, what if you need them? You don't need them for the moed, but you still need them. You're allowed to buy them. V'nira li pirusha. Sheshar dvarim. Kimot shu tzorech lohem. Afal pi sheino tzorech lohem b'moed. Rashai hu l'knosan. L'fisha mekachu memkar eino asur dvar Torah. Afilu b'yantif. L'fichach b'moed kol shu tzorech lo o l'histakir shemotzo b'zol. L'fidas rabbeinu v'arayvit shemutru hu l'knoso. Only batam avadim u behema. Kimot da avshi v'avsha milsa. So I argue on Tosfos, says the Magen Mishnah. Weiter. So if a seller has a need, so you can pay him. You can buy it from him. What if you have a worker? A worker is working for you. Ein l'mayochal. Do you have the same heter for a poel? Amar leitanina. O l'tzorech hamocher she'ein l'mayochal. La'asuye mai. Lav la'asuye schar pu'ula. Isn't that phrase teaching me? Right. A case of schar pu'ula that he doesn't have what to eat with. Amar le'lo perushik mafarish. No. It might just be explaining the previous word. Not two things, one thing. Let's use something from later on. Inkos and Shtarechov on Moed. The Mishnah is going to discuss later on, the third parak. You don't write Shtarechov. You're not allowed to write a Shtarechov on Moed. If you lend somebody money, you can't write a Shtarechov. If you may not know, what if you don't trust that he's going to pay you back? So, or if you don't think the sofer has what to eat, you could write it. Isn't that including a schar pu'ula of the sofer? Shmamina. Yes. Period. Moshe, Rav Yishei, says, let's hear another kasha trying to prove the pe'ula. V'chacham ha'omer in the Mishnah, the Tosefta says in Psachim, relating to Malacha done on Erev Pesach. V'chacham ha'omer. Usually, Erev Pesach, the Minhag is not to do Malacha. But Shalosh Umanios, Osin Malacha, V'ari Psachim al Chatzos. Three Umanios can do it until Chatzos. Hachayatim, V'hasaparim, V'akovsim. The tailors, the barbers, and the washers. Why? Hachayatim, each one of them, why? Because Erev Pesach can't be more chamer than Chol HaMoed. And if Chol HaMoed they have a heter, so too Erev Pesach. Hachayatim, Shkin, Hedyo, Tofer, Kedakom, Chol HaMoed. Tailors, because you could be tailor on Chol HaMoed. Sorach HaMoed. Hasaparim, V'akovsim, Shkin, Abon, Mimidin, Asayam. Saparim, barbers and launderers, if people got out of jail, V'ayotse, Mimbeis, Asur, so you see, these people can do work on Chol HaMoed in certain circumstances. So if that's the case, they should really, surely be able to do work on Erev Pesach. And other Gemara is Medayik. And if you say Schar Peula, if he doesn't have anything to eat, Shari, then you'd be able to give him. So why doesn't the Mishnah say you could give any malach on Erev Pesach? Because you could do any malach on Chol HaMoed if Ein Lo Mayochal. So you can Schar Peula, Shein Lo Mayochal. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Maskel Rav Yosef, come on. Ela me'ata, what? Binyan lishteri? What? You should say building. You can build anything you want on Erev Pesach. Shkin kosa l'gol v'shez rabim. So b'ran kadargam ne'a sakana, because we had in the first parak, if you have a wall that's falling over, you're allowed to break it and build it up again. Maskel Ravina ela me'ata. Lavla lishteri? What? A scribe should be able to do anything he wants on Erev Pesach. Shkin kosa kidushinashim gitin v'shavarin, because he's able to write certain documents that are needed. So Ein Lo Davar Sof, no, that can't be a raya. Say Elam Ravashi. Ravashi says no. Moida Arbasar Karamis, you're trying to bring me a raya from that case comparing Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach. Moed is two different issues. Moed bishem tircha hu. Welcome Seder Shor Rabbanan. Moed is because of tircha, and when there's a potential loss, we allow it. Our boss are Mishim Tzorach Yantif hu. Our boss are Erev Pesach is because of Tzorach Yantif. Me, you have to be focused on the Yantif. As the Mishnah says, there in the Psachim Daf Nun, the Tzorach Yantav Shara Rabbana, I mean the Dilav Tzorach Yantav Shara Rabbana, they didn't allow it, it's two different ideas. So do not compare. So we knocked out that Raya. So we ended up going back to the Schar Pe'ula is Mutter. Mishnah. Ein mafanami bayis labayis. You're not allowed to schlep items. Too much tircha. From a house in one chatzer to a house in another chatzer. Avo mafane hu lachatzero. But you can move to your chatzer. We'll see the Gemara is going to say that means from a house to its chatzer. And if you have kelim beis uman, you can't bring kelim from an art. If somebody made you a kli, you can't bring it from the beis uman on Chol HaMoed. It's too much tercha. Im choshish land, but if you're worried that it's going to get taken from there, mafanal chatzer acheres, then you can bring it to another chatzer. Period. Says the Gemara of Amid Reisha in Mefan and Klal. How do you read the first lines of the Mishnah? It says you can't move from a house to a house, but you can move to a chatzer. Doesn't sound like from a house to another chatzer. Amrabai, no, save us on the baisha b'chatzer. No, the Mishnah means you can't move it from one house in one chatzer to one house in the other chatzer, but a house to its chatzer, that is mutter. If you look in Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi, part of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says you can move it from one house to your house. If you're moving it to your house, such great simcha that you want it in your house, that would be okay. The Ritva starts off by saying that, and then he says maybe the Bavli is cholik. Who says that the Bavli agrees with this heter? He quotes the Yerushalmi in full. A mafalin afilu midira gerua ladira na. You can't move even from a lesser nice house to a nice house. Avo mechatzer she'enu shalo lechatzer shalo afilu midira na ladira keura ki simcha hi la'adam kshu dar betoch shalo. Getting into your own house is always besimcha. Vayanira she'en gemar shalom nosoverkein. On the surface, it looks like our gemar doesn't hold that way, but then he ends up saying, no, I don't think there's a machlokas here between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli just doesn't mention this distinction. Okay. They may be in Kalim Beis Uman Vaiter. You can't bring the Kalim from the Beis Uman. Amara Papa Badiklan Rava Tnan. Rava tested us with the following stira. Ain't may be in Kalim Beis Uman. The Mishnah here says you can't bring the Kalim from the Beis Uman. On Cholamawed, it's too much of a tircha. Vera minhu molichin uavin Kalim Beis Uman. Stira. Another brisa says you're allowed to. You're allowed to bring them back from the Beis Uman. Viava Bishenel and Sarachamawed, even though you don't need them. Vishanin Anlay, and we answered him. Rava tested us with this stira, and we answered him, says Rapapa, Kan Bar Basar, Kan Bachol Shamoid. We answered him first, maybe the difference is the Erev Pesach or Chalamoid. Erev Pesach is Mutter, Chalamoid is Asar, Chalamoid is more serious, Iba Yisema, or Havaha Bachol Shamoid. Maybe he's talking about both Chalamoid, Kan Bamamino, Kan Bashaina Mamino. Depends if you trust the guy or not. If you trust the person, so then you have to leave it there. If you don't trust him, then you can be Mifana. But Tanya, after all, we see this chilek elsewhere. The Brisa says, "They are msachim mevi'an kelim mebeis ha'uman kigon kad mebeis ha'kador v'kos mebeis ha'zagog." You can bring the kelim from the beis ha'uman, like a kad, a jug from the beis ha'kador, or a glass kos from the beis ha'zagog. I know this lashon from the Kol Nidre service, right? Zagog, we are like that's how we describe ourselves in the hands of Hashem. Aval lo tzemri beis ha'tzava. You can bring those first ones. Why? Because those are sarach yantif. You don't need those for yantif. Aval lo tzemri beis ha'tzava. Aval lo kelim beis ha'uman. You can't bring those because you don't need them. The im ein lo mayochal. And if the uman does not have what to eat, as we said before, the Birlacha points out, not literally nothing to eat, but just doesn't have enough to be comfortable. That's the Bir Halacha discusses this here in Taf Kuf Mem Beis, Taf Kuf Mem Gimel, where he talks about these issues. If you want to look at the end of Taf Kuf Mem Beis, Habdat Yadua Das Amagen Avram Vegam Eiz Achronim the Dafka Shein Lo Afilu Lechem Umayim. For that's Elio Rabba, the Filu Yeshlo, ach, ain't lo, kedate sarcho, liyantav gamkein shari. Right, and then Lanias Daiti says the Biralacha, I think the Bavli Yerushalmi argue about this. And he quotes, related to the Mishnah that we'll have, Ben Hashem, a little bit later. Anyway, back to our Brisa. The Avalom etzemer beis atzev, Avalom kein lemesa uman, vimei loma yocha nosin lescharu. You pay him umanicho etzlo. Right, you don't have to schlep it, so you pay him and you leave it there. The main umami no, but if you don't trust him, something's going to happen to it there. Either you don't trust him, he might take it, or somebody else might take it from him. Meinicho b'bayis ha'samachlo. You're allowed to bring it out, but as short a schlep as possible. V'imchoshish lehem shem yigonvu. If you worry that it's going to get stolen from there, meviim it's in a little base so you can bring it all the way back. So that was the second answer that Rav Papa says we gave to Rava, either Cholamoed versus Erev Pesach, or even within Cholamoed, Ma'amino or Eino Ma'amino, as we see this Brisa has a chiluk of Ma'amino. Says the Gemara, Tirat says Rava to them, Tirasta Mivian, Molichin Kasha. You didn't answer me this year about Molichin. One Brisa says you could even be Molich. Diktani Eimivian, Vakoshkin Shein Molichin. The other Brisa says everything's Asher, this is everything's Mutter. Okay, you're right. Go back to what we said before. Rava, and that is whether it's talking about Erev Pesach or Cholamoi. We continue last mission in the parak before we get to the world of Elu Magalchin. Machapin is akatzios bakash. You're allowed, if you have figs drying, you're allowed to cover them with kash, you're allowed to cover them with straw. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ma'avin, you can make an even thick covering. Mochrei peiros, ksus, The kelim mochrim bitzinah l'tzarach ha-moed. If you're a seller, you're allowed to sell things l'tzarach ha-moed. But again, bitzinah, to try to not make as big a production because you don't want to have business going on as usual on chol ha-moed. So fruit, clothing, and kelim people need. Hatzayadin, trappers, the hadashoshos, grain pounders, the hagarosos, also osin bitzinah l'tzarach ha-moed. All of these are mutter. Reb Yossi Omer, heim hechmiru al atzman. They were machmir on themselves. So pligi bar Reb Chiya bar Ava v'Reb Asi, v'Shavayim v'Shvei Dechizkiya v'Reb Yochanan. So what first the question is, what does it mean in the Mishnah, the Machlokes? What are you allowed to do on top of the figs? You're allowed to be machape or ma'ave. So Chan Amar machapin. One says machapin means aklushi. That means a thin layer distant from each other. Rashi says delo avi kisui gamur ma'ave nasmuchi, a thicker layer. The Chad Amar, Mechapin, Ben Aklushi, Ben Asmuche. The other opinion says, no, Mechapin is, but that includes even a thicker layer. Ma'avin also come in Kri. Ma'avin means you make it into a nice, neat pile, and then you cover it, which is more of a tircha, and that would be allowed. Tani Nami Hachi, we also have the Brisa of Ma'avin Oso, so come in Kri, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That's what he says. Good. Mochrei Peiros V'Kelim, Mochrei Bitzina, V'Chulu, the Mochrei Ksus have to do a Bitzina, and then Rabbi Yossi says, they're Machmer on themselves. So, what does that mean? Is Rabbi Yossi saying they're Machmer, they don't have to do that? Or, there are those that are Machmer that go even further? That's the Shaila. Iboi Luhu, Hein Echmira Al Atzma, Delo Avi Avdi Klal. What does Rabbi Yossi mean? They were Machmer on themselves, the special pious people, they didn't even do this? They didn't even do a Bitzina? They didn't do it at all? Or they were machmir by doing this bitzina. You really didn't even have to do a bitzina. So Toshma, mochre peiros ksus v'kelim mochre bitzina l'zorach ha-moed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Rabbi Yossi says here b'feirish, tagre teveria heinach mira atzman shlo yu mochre kalikar b'feirish. They knew it. Rabbi Yossi, they wouldn't do it even at all. Tzaydi chayos v'ofos v'dogim tzadim bitzina l'zorach ha-moed. Rabbi Yossi Omer state tzadi akko heinach mira atzman tzadim kalikar. Go to the towns up north. We have Ferry on the Kinneret. We have Akko on the Mediterranean. To show Sheikhilka, Targis, Vitisni, these types of people, Rashi says, who split the thresh the tfua into pieces. To shushay, chilka, targis, vitisni, they cut the grain, the kernels into slices. Doshishin, bitzina, let's rachamoy. They're allowed to thresh bitzina. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the shoshi, tzipori, another town up north. Hey, nechmir, last bunch, shalay, doshin, kol liquor. So they were machmir on themselves. They wouldn't do this at all. Amar Abaya, remember this from the sixth parak in Brachas. These were also quoted there. Chilka, what does chilka mean? Chadla tarti, when you cut the kernels into halves. Targis chadla tlas, into thirds. Tisni chadla arba, into quarters. Kiasa Rav Dimi Amar Kunta. Rav Dimi argues. He says chilka is not cut at all, and it's not wheat. Right? It's spelt. So machlokes, it's whole and it's spelt. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question from the Mishnah in Machshirin. Chilka targets v'tisni tzmei b'chol makom. When you have this type of wheat, you have to assume it's tamei. It is already hukshar l'kabel tuma. So we know, why is that? Hukshar l'kabel tuma, only if it came wet with one of the seven liquids. Yad shachadam. The Mishnah in the last parak of Machshirin lists the seven liquids. So Mishnah Molam Adam Rechadil Tartil Tzlaslar Ba. According to the first opinion that says all of these items are split kernels. Mishamachi Tzmei B'chol Makom. I understand that they're, you have to assume they're Tamei Is Kasher, because before you split them you have to soak them. So they got wet. El Molam Adam Rechunta. But if you say it's whole spelt, Amai Tzmei B'chol Makom. Why do you have to assume it's Tamei? Hello, is Kasher. Maybe it didn't get wet. And Sir Kiva de Miklafon, since it's peeled. No, it was peeled, and soaking also precedes peeling as well. The Amai Karile Chilka, and why is it called Chilka then? If it was not split, it was not Mechulak. The Shokel Chilkayu, that its kernels were smoothed. Chalak is smooth also. Meisve, another question. Hano Mishnah in Nedarim. Hano der, Tosefta. Hano der Nadagan Aser Apipola Mitzri Yavish. If someone makes a Neder not to get any benefit from Dagan, they're also Aser from the Egyptian beans, Yavish, dry, Umutter Balach, and the wet ones, Mutter, Umutter Baores, Bechilk of Atargas Vitisni. If you're no dem, make a Neder from Dagan, you're allowed to have all these items. So Bishlam Adam Chadilat Tarti Chadilat Tlasva Chadilar Ba Shapir. According to the one who says that they're all split. So fine, it's not called Dagan anymore because they were chopped up. But if you say it's whole spelt, that's Dagan. It's one of the five meaning Dagan. So Kasha, unanswered. Rafuna Sharulahani Kuruf Yasa Lemezalizvuniki or Chayu Bishuka. Rafuna once told people who sold Bisamim to sell normally in the Shuk. Esver of Kahana. Rav Kahana says, how can you do that? Chana's psucha, l'stav, posech v'nol kedarko. If you have a store in Chalamoid that's only open to a private alley, then you can have it open normally, because that's not a bizayin of yantif. Psucha, which is a rabim, posech achas v'nol achas. If it's open to the street, you gotta only open one door, not both doors. There of yantif achron shalchag, moti matar, shuki yo'i beperus. Erev Yontif Achron of Sukkis, then you could open it up and be ma'ater the whole shuk with fruit. B'shul Kavod Yontif Achron. Then, that's the only reason you're allowed to go in public. B'nei Kavod Yontif Achron in Shalom, B'nei Kavod Yontif Lo. So how could Rabbi Huna give it a total heter? You see, it's only Mutar B'shul Kavod Yontif. Lo Kasha Habeperi Habetavlin. There's a big difference. Fruit is what it needs, the heter. But tavlin, everybody needs tavlin. Rashi. Mocher kedarko, kon keruv v'charshina, kol yodin, losorach ha-moedin. Everybody realizes that you need this for the meal, v'lekach shada, there's no chshad, that you're buying it for after yantif, and therefore, there is not a problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, next time we pick up, hadron lo pisha hafach, we pick up with the third and final paragamoid katan, perek elu migalchin.